Dear Rav, dear friends, World Kli,
New York, Adina, San Francisco,
you are our soul. We are here from New York 1, from San Francisco. We're preparing for the lesson. We are ready to go fully after the light. The 2-10s worked greatly, with great fear. We just want to forget about ourselves and think about you.
Вот я даже говорил,
что
Саша Цодиков говорит, но он на работе задержался.
I'm even talking about our friend Sasha, who was supposed to talk, and he's stuck at work.
Я даже не успел зайти.
And many other friends in the 10 who are still at work on the way home. I also didn't get home yet. I jumped out of my car, simply jumped out to be with you so that we will be together. Please, David.
Muted.
Как раз сказаны были такие, продолжая Алекса, были сказаны такие слова, что дай нам, пожалуйста, прийти на этот урок в чистоте.
Yes, such word was were said.
Дай нам, пожалуйста, трепет перед тобой.
Allow us to arrive at this lesson right now, purity, fear before you, the great friends, our great friends. We are so rejoiced that the Creator has given us what humanity was not able to reach over 6,000 years. And this moment of truth that is happening every morning in the lesson, let's ask right now in purity for the Creator to shine on us, to purify us, to give us a new heart, and to connect us as one man and one heart.
We'll read an excerpt from Rabash. Man must believe that now he has come to purify and not before. This action, when a person comes now to purify, comes from the assistant from above. In other words, previously there was an awakening from above which gave him a desire and yearning to come purify and sanctify himself. It follows that his coming to purify now is not by man's power, but rather comes from above.
Active workshop question. What is our work in purifying ourselves? Again, active workshop question. What is our work in purifying ourselves?
Yes, the question in Hebrew and English isn't quite the same. What is the work? The work is to allow our hearts to be swept in the influence that the Creator influenced on the heart. Their desire to bestow, and allow the desire of the friends to bestow, to change the heart, to make it also bestowing, pure, compared to the blackness it has.
The Creator purifies our heart, corrects our intention. To be like him in bestowal. And this is to the extent in which we devote to the friends with intention and nullify internally towards the group so that he will purify us each time more and more.
The work is in wanting what we don't want, the desire only appreciates what is pleasurable, and we want the desire to bestow, and we want to do actions to do anything that will give us something new that doesn't exist in nature.
Yes, our work of purifying the heart is simply each time removing a layer that's for my own benefit, and simply open the heart and let the friends enter and begin to live their desire and implement that.
We need to perform all the actions of connection between us. Ask in the name of the Creator to correct our intention, to finally give us the right intention of bestowing above our actions, or always in order to receive. And this is how we'll purify our heart. Come closer to the friends. Come closer to their desire.
So we'll be able to feel one another in our hearts, the yearnings of the friends to resemble the upper light and adhere to him.
The work in purifying the heart. How to stop always about one's own benefit. To fear for oneself, to be concerned for oneself, to always be focused and inside oneself, to come out, to try to come out into the friends, into the hearts of the friends. And to care and be concerned and pray only for the success of the friends in their spiritual progress. May we reach one pure heart.
Do know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. You know, inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request.
Baal HaSulam Omer.
Baal HaSulam says, it's written about this, seek the Lord while he is found. That is, when the Creator presents himself to you for asking, then you will necessarily seek him too. For it is man's way to move first. In other words, the Creator first gives you the heart to seek him. When you know this, you will certainly grow stronger, as strong as you can ask, for the King is calling you. So it says, call upon him when he is near. That is, when you call on the Creator to bring you closer to him, know that he is already near you. For otherwise, there is no doubt you would not be calling him. This is also the meaning of the verse, before they call, I will answer. Meaning that if you are calling him, then he has already turned to you to give you the awakening to call upon him.
Question for active workshop. Let us try to feel that the Creator is near us and thank him for awakening us. Again, let us try to feel that the Creator is near us and thank him for awakening us.
Kim.
Yes, how close, how near that distance between us, how close the Creator to us. We need to be grateful to the friends, me specifically to Itai that woke me up, and to friends in the tent that are awakening. And give strength and confidence on the path.
Yes, thank you to the Creator for waking us up through the friends, and it's always the way he does it. Otherwise, we wouldn't return to connection. Thank you for great examples from you every day, all day long. To return with the feeling that there's truth and bestowal in this life. And only if you connect and nullify and want to exert a little more, you'll find it in the friends.
Each friend truly shines and awakens in that every morning he gives us the group before us and gives us a room to work. This is the best present that can possibly have.
In truth, the friends is who awakens us. It's actually good that we feel that it comes from the friends and not from the Creator, because then it's kind of more real. You have to deal with your ego and not nullify before the Creator. Yesterday, my wife asked me how Dave is feeling, how his mood is. He had a son born. And it let me see the greatness of the friend even more. Because I told her, I don't know. All day long he was thinking about Sarah, not about himself. And it's really, you simply see the greatness of the friends through these little things that they do, these little examples that they give, maybe without paying attention. You see that they just have one desire, and all they can do is just nullify and let them take you on their hands to the goal.
בתפילת החברים אנו מודים לך על כל החיבור.
The prayer of the friends. We thank you for all the hugs and for all the gifts from the left and from the right, from behind and from the front. We will love each other forever. We thank you together for the prayers of our friends. Please help us to open our heart, to be in love of friends, and feel the unity, and feel unity for the benefit of the world. Let us be one purified Kli, suitable to fulfill the spiritual work you've entrusted in for us.